Last week on I See Change, Jason Beeson saw a northern pygmy owl catch and gobble down a sparrow near his bird feeder in Paonia. It's the second time this winter he's seen one in his yard, and he wants to know if this owl species normally comes down this low in elevation to find food in the winters. Scientist Joe Rochester, who has a specialty in wild bird endocrinology, posts that it is normal. She writes, "The northern pygmy owl has a normal range of 3,000 to 6,000 feet and may move into lower elevations in the winter." Meanwhile, Craig Childs posted a bird's eye view of the winter bear orchards outside Paonia from a 1946 two-passenger Cessna. And Rita Claggett posted a driver's side video of a cattle traffic jam in Crawford, remarking that, brr, even on super cold days, ranchers still have to get on the roads to move their cows between Crawford and Hotchkiss. In fact, we've been getting a few Icy Change posts about animal traffic in the North Fork, particularly sheep traffic. So I called up sheep rancher Brian Farmer to see if it was his herds on the move.
Yeah, that was us. In fact, we're hauling 2,000 sheep as we sneak down to down there in the desert country outside of Delta.
Brian says they normally move sheep herds in December, but this year, there isn't as much feed because of the drought, so the BLM has severely restricted access to winter pasture.
I was kind of in shock. They pretty much cut us back, like 75% turnout of normal use.
That's left a few local ranchers scrambling to find land for their animals. Hopefully more snow will be on the way soon, but lack of snowpack has been giving snowmobiles a bit of a beating. Cale Casey says he's decided to invest in a UTV with wheels to haul gear and visitors to his winter teepee in Lake City. And finally, everybody remarked about the unusually cold temperatures in the valley last week. If it felt like the Arctic, in many ways it was, as Aspen Public Radio's Luke Runyon reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Norv Larsen says it feels like the Arctic because technically we're borrowing their air. The latest winter storm dove down into the Rockies without shedding its frigid temperatures.
The genesis region for the last storm was over the western Arctic of Canada, dropped straight down south along the west coast, and then swung eastward into our area. So it hit us fairly undiluted.
And Colorado wasn't the only one. Record low temperatures were recorded across the country, in part due to a winter phenomena called stratospheric warming in the Arctic, which is particularly strong this year. It causes high pressure to build in the Arctic and the polar jet stream to weaken. The net effect of all this is like leaving the door to the fridge open. Cold Arctic air surges down to us while the Arctic gets a little bit warmer. Forecasters think it could contribute to a cold, snowy February. Regna Jones on Stucker Mesa posted that the cold makes her thankful for the passive solar heating system in her house. She says she only feels cold on cloudy days, and in fact, she'd like to know where she can get data on how many sunny days there are versus cloudy days in the North Fork. That's a great question, Regna. Does anyone have an answer? Join the conversation. Head on over to our new website, www.thealmanac.org, and tell us what you're seeing change. Post photos, videos, questions, or answers. We can't wait to see change through your eyes next week. I See Change is produced by Julia Kumari Drapkin and brought to you by KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Localore, a national public media initiative produced by AIR, the Association for Independence in Radio, with financial support by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme music was produced by Joe Allen and Issa Caress.